For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
So I got invited to a party Sunday night, and I got way too drunk, but...
Where is this party at? Why was I not invited to this party? On a Sunday night?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of college students. None of them have class on Monday. And I wasn't told I was going to the party
until we were going to the party.
And it was basically me and my best friend go to this party, which is like...
So you have friends?
Yeah, one.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Which, when I got there, the party was me and him and then like six girls.
Ooh.
And all the girls
that's a good party
me,
to be at. It's a nice then, ratio.
Like, right? I was like, not bad. But they all like take him and disappear into a room and say, you're not allowed in. And they come out.
Oh my gosh, no. What a great way to go to a party.
Right?
Hey, all the girls are going to take this one guy. There's two guys. None of them are staying with you.
Yeah.
And six of them are going with this one dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's your best friend?
Yeah. Great way to start a party.
So that's,
and they come out like 5 minutes later, and they're like, okay, so we have a proposition for you. And that's all they told me at first. Was, hey, we have a proposition for you. And then about 10 minutes later, they're like, we have this girl. She's not here yet, though. I was like, okay, that's fine. And then they send me off to get, like, Coke and Sprite or something, and I come back, and she's still not there. And they're like...
So all that you know at this point is that the girl's made up.
All I know is that there's a girl.
And they're just trying to make you feel good about having six of them at the one chicken you
out
there alone.
Yeah, basically.
So they're sending you out to go get mixers for their drinks and stuff, so you
essentially that's what happened.
Aren't there.
But one of these girls I was classmates with, she knows how awkward I can be. And,
it's good.
So I'm pretty sure she told, like, the whole group how awkward I can be. And so one of the girls walks up, and she's like, yo, so take this and start drinking really fast, and I'll make sure she's...
That is never...
Okay,
so to everyone listening to this podcast right
don't do that.
If anyone ever gives you any kind of drink and tells you to drink it really fast...
Don't do it.
You put it down, and you walk out of the party and let your friend have a good night.
It because I'm a smart person, and I made her drink it.
Okay.
And then I went upstairs, and she's like, fine, but I'm making your drink. And she pours in a pop can.
Still not the greatest situation to be in, but
no,
okay.
No, but I was watching her make the drink. It was fine. But she pours out this pop can, and the glass is like half full. And then she makes the rest whiskey. And she's like...
Okay.
She hands me the drink, and it was alright. It was overly strong, but every drink I had that night was overly strong, so...
I mean,
and
at a party.
Oh, to the listeners, Krios is, like, girly drinks?
I do, but...
His favorite is UV?
Whiskey and Coke is not a girly drink.
No.
It's kind of girly.
Not at all.
Not that really.
No.
Compared to what Krios usually drinks, this is like hair starting to grow on your chest, manly.
Yeah.
let's to put things in perspective.
Yeah.
We're talking like his usual drink has a nice little tiny umbrella, something you sit by the pool side.
Like
maybe a nice
alcohol.
Latino man's making it for you.
Oh, that's a lot.
Like a 0.5% alcohol, if that. It's basically not alcoholic, but
so
you know, women
like
love it.
He's like a big fan of Appletinis and
yeah, he's pretty much JD from Scrubs.
That's
pretty much
yeah, that's me. I am JD from Scrubs, except blonde and taller.
Yeah.
But I'm
and less funny and
less attractive.
Less attractive. doesn't have a Turk for a best friend.
But it gets to like.
But anyway,
go back to your story.
Go ahead.
He doesn't have a Turk for his best friend.
No, that's shady.
They started handing me drinks at like 8.
Greatest quality.
And it turns to like, I don't know, probably 10:30, and this girl hasn't arrived yet. And I'm getting
good sign.
She's still made up in my mind. And they finally show me a picture of her and tell me her name, which I will not release to the public.
Okay, so that that's
we'll call her
Judy. Completely legitimizes it, right?
We'll call her Judy
as long as there is a picture of her.
Dude, we gotta go with the classic, what I call Calyx girlfriend.
What?
Mrs. Name. Pick your name. I just put Mrs.
Yep.
in front of it.
And yeah,
that's
that was it.
That's your girlfriend or wife or girl you know.
Mrs. Krios.
Or someone
Mrs.
you have
you call her Mrs.
some
Krios,
amount of relationship
even though
with.
It's not technically accurate.
Not technically okay. accurate.
But,
oh.
But we're all sitting there listening to music, drinking, and they're like, dude, I don't know where she is. She might not be showing up. So they called her. And this girl that I had met once goes, where the hell are you? We have a cute friend for you here.
Uh-oh.
And I was like,
uh-oh.
I'm sitting like 5 feet Three away and months. I heard it. And I yelled, aw, thanks! In like the gayest,
smooth.
Perfect gayness.
Really smooth.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good
classic.
Good start.
Yep. But then okay. I disappeared to like explore their house. Because I had never been there ever. And I popped,
That's
I pop
what I
out.
Generally do at parties.
Yeah.
I'm generally looking for the house tour.
Well, I was like, all right, where's the bathroom? What room shouldn't I go in? Just for future reference. And,
Okay.
I come back, and she's sitting on the couch.
The girl that they wanted you to
meet. Mrs. Krios.
The made-up one?
Yeah,
okay. Mrs. Krios,
as we're gonna describe her, even though it's not accurate.
That's totally accurate.
Totally accurate.
Is she on the couch?
He has a ring in his pocket.
Yeah, you got
it will be accurate by the
you
end of the night.
You got
right after this.
But she's sitting on the couch, hasn't had a drink yet, and goes, so are you the cute friend? Super loud.
And then you respond, aww, yeah.
No.
And then Krios says, you want to hold hands?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
And one of her friends takes me to the side. And's like, you better actually talk to her. I was like, why? He's like, we brought her to like three of these things to try to introduce her to guys. She's never even said hey to him. And she actually said hey to you. And I was like, all right.
So you are basically
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'm basically God. Yeah.
I mean, it's the smooth nature of the.
Oh, thanks. Oh, no.
That really gets
I'm never
going to
live that down anymore.
No. I mean, you're not going to live this story down either.
Oh, no, no, this story is going to live on till I die.
I mean, it's on the internet now, so it literally will
live on.
It will live
on till well after my death. But then,
So what happens next?
Her friend makes her a drink and brings it out and doesn't tell her what's in it and just hands it.
That's, again, just a great way to go about drinking at parties.
Don't do that.
Live from Manfield, bringing you just the greatest safety
tips
ever.
Party tip, never see your drink get poured.
Okay.
And we started talking.
So she's been roofied, and now you're
but
with her.
By her friend.
By her friend. And we, like, chit-chatted a little bit, and suddenly everybody else was like, hey, you two, stay in this big-ass room. We're gonna go to this tiny kitchen. They had seven people in this tiny kitchen, and they left me and her in this room to talk.
Wait, so to clarify, the other dude at this party is having a seven-way right now, and you're just talking to a girl on the couch.
In the kitchen, and you're just sitting there, just over and over again, going,
aw, thanks!
And was this the two-person couch that is too small to sleep on, or is this a different
couch? This is a futon. It was a bed at the night for the night.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Wait, so was it folded up like a couch, or was it folded down? Like
it was a bed. It was a bed style.
Bed.
They folded it up in the morning.
Okay.
But when they left, I was sitting on like the arm of their couch, and she was sitting on the futon.
So you're just being as safe as possible to stay away from the roofie girl.
Yeah, obviously. That's
so far.
Uh-huh.
Good work. I'm proud of you.
And we talked for an amount of time that I no longer remember, because I lost all sorts of track of time that night. And,
Mrs. Krios really hits home.
But wait, there's more.
And, oh, no. I've accepted the fact that I am a potato around with. So okay. I will miss signals.
So you're Gibbs, but Gibbs is married, Gibbs is pretty smooth with the ladies.
So I will miss signals like crazy and not make the move when I should.
Okay.
So they were in the kitchen snooping on us, like, they had that little, one of those little sliding doors that slides in and out of the wall. And,
those are the high class.
You could see it, like, creak open a little bit, and one of them peek through and then close it, like, every 5 minutes. And
okay,
so
good work.
For me, this,
that'd be so awkward.
It was very awkward.
So weird.
Yep.
But our boy Krios and Mrs. Krios, you know, they're
we were hitting it off. We were hitting it off.
So for, like, 8 hours, they sat there and just talked.
Oh, no, that's not the end of the story at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Things got way crazier.
Oh, okay.
You skipped, like, half the story.
My bad. Let's keep going.
So
this is now just an entire podcast on the story of Krios and Mrs. Krios.
You're making this such a long story.
He needs to know the whole story. But awkward me sat on the couch the entire time, even though I clearly could have gone and sat beside her. So naturally, one of her friends who was...
Wait. You were on the couch, she was on the futon, yeah. Correct? Okay.
And she's been roofied.
Her futon that's folded out into a bed, and she's roofied, is totally a welcoming to, like, go do more than just talk to her on the futon.
Nope.
Rape is bad, RVP.
Nope. Okay.
Life pro tip from Life from Nashville.
So the woman that has not been drugged at all, and that you were just being a gentleman and talking to, is sitting on the futon, and you were on the couch.
And her, like, friend who was destroyed before I got there and was, like, about to pass out when I arrived, comes out and goes, "Hey, that's my seat," and shoves me onto the futon. And we're talking, like, this little, like, this teeny girl. But she owned the house, so I was like, okay. And it gave me a good excuse to sit by the girl anyways.
Okay, it's just smooth.
And,
you need to be shoved next to her, but it's working.
She sits there for, like, 3 minutes, and we keep talking. And then she leaves and goes back to the kitchen with what is now 2 guys and 7 girls.
Oh.
And then they keep peeking out. And finally, they pour us another drink, and they're like, "Hey, we should play Spin the Bottle."
Oh, okay. So they're starting to make moves
for
you.
They're doing the work for me.
Solid work.
Yep. Classic. Like, so they're like, "Oh, I'll spin for Mrs. Krios." And they spin it, and it lands on a completely different person than me. And I watch her reach down and aim it at me.
The Mrs. Krios?
No. The less drunk people.
Okay.
And I was like, "No, that's bullshit. It's got to be real." Like, I got this. Spin.
God damn it, Krios. Oh, you are the smoothest dude out there.
Nope, won't do it unless it's real, guys. This has to be for real. I don't want our relationship built on a lie.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
this is bullcrap. I quit. I'm surprised you didn't just walk out.
Smoothest person ever.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
But they're like, "Fine." Oh, so they spin it again, it lands on no one, and then they spin it a third time, and it landed on me, legit.
Okay, so now it's
okay. Now it's fine.
You've shown Mrs. Krios that you don't actually want to kiss her, unless you absolutely have to because of the bottle.
True.
No. I just wanted them to play the game fair.
I'm pretty sure that's the vibe that
cheating
she
is not
up,
okay.
Along with...
And,
oh my gosh. Okay. So the bottle actually
lands on
you.
But the bottle actually lands on me.
What do you do? Do you walk out and say this game is stupid?
this game and leave? No.
Flips the table, starts screaming at everyone.
The kiss happens.
I'm done.
The kiss happens.
Fucking done.
And I look up from the kiss, and literally all of her friends and everybody in that room sprint into the kitchen in that time.
They really like this kitchen.
Yeah.
Can I see a picture of this kitchen?
Yeah, we need, I'm gonna need a picture of the kitchen to post to the Life of Manfield Twitter.
It was destroyed that night. Like, they were just moving in. It was dirty.
Yeah, then we can see a nice picture of it then.
But no, I'm not gonna do that for you.
Well, sorry.
But,
so, how longer is the story
going? Oh, there's quite a bit more to the story. I'm sorry.
Can you make it a shorter
version? Okay, can we, like...
Short and condensed version.
Do the quicker version?
He's telling the story in the actual time that it took for the events to take place, so that you get the full effect.
Short story is, we talk again,
maybe next
all her
time.
Friends come back and are like, "Hey, let's play Truth and Dare." My best friend gets dared to go run around the block in his boxers.
No, I don't.
She gets dared to go make out with me in the kitchen.
Did you do it?
Which happened. Yeah, that was a thing that did happen.
Okay, there you go. I thought you would complain about cheating or something.
No, we're playing Truth and Dare.
I'm not allowed to be involved in her.
No.
Okay.
And I go back.
Glad you're such a stickler.
And I go back, and they dare me to go into the closet with her and do 7 minutes in heaven.
This is where the best part of the story.
We go in the closet, she hugs me, and she's like, "You're pretty great, and I want to do this, but I'm way too drunk for this."
Okay. So, I mean, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, consent is only freely given if both parties are sober.
Yeah, like, I'm an understanding person, so I was like, that's fine, that's fine. If you think you're too drunk, that's fine. Nothing has to happen. So she hugs me.
And that's the proper way to handle the situation.
We sway back and forth in this teeny-ass closet instead of going and sitting anywhere else. And we continue talking.
So instead of getting out of the closet, you just sat there in the closet.
And hugged and swayed.
And,
See, I respect the first part.
And the things I missed are, we were in that closet for about half an hour. I told you, I lost all track of time. I thought we were in there for maybe 10 minutes. And,
oh my god.
Other thing I missed is, my best friend slid a condom under the door after the 7 minutes. I walked right past it afterwards anyways. And then all her friends are like, alright, we gotta go home. We gotta get you home. And, drunk me didn't try to go with her. And...
Classy drunk guy. Like it.
But all her friends were like, dude, all the places to sleep are taken. Text her and ask for a place to stay. So I did, which I thought I texted her like 10 minutes later. And her place was like a 10-minute walk from this place. Turns out I texted her an hour and a half later.
Good work. Uh-huh,
and,
she was most likely asleep.
She was asleep. And which means I had to kick a dog off this teeny-ass couch. And I didn't sleep all night. But then me and... Mrs. Krios went to lunch the next day.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't hear this part.
Yeah. And...
Okay, so we're hearing the full relationship.
Yeah. And it was great. I very much enjoyed it. Went to this place in that town that I had never heard of. Almost made my friend late for work because they took forever to cook. But it was nice.
Okay. So if anybody is still listening to this podcast...
I don't know how you couldn't be. This story was very interesting.
You left out the part where you went and ran outside with your friend.
I tried to.
That was the second best part of the story.
Oh my gosh.
When I tried to go run around the block naked with my friend.
You know this is going on for 20 minutes.
That happened. It didn't happen because he's way faster than me and was already running.
They dared Krios's friend to go outside and run in like his boxers or something. And Krios, being the gentleman he is, volunteered to join him in the effort.
Okay. Good guy, Krios.
But
it's like, naked laugh.
He was halfway down the block by the time I got my shirt off.
Wow. So you didn't run with him?
He was gone. And I was just like, oh, fuck it, I'm not catching up, whatever.
But then Mrs. Krios was like, damn. And then she was like, oh, thanks.
Now let's go cuddle in the closet for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Let's go sway back and forth. Hold each other. But, okay, well, yeah, so that was the story of Krios and Mrs. Krios. But this is actually live from Manfield, a Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news, boost you straight to Rocketeer, all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear goals. Nox is actually not here this week because he's on a plane to Florida to catch an alligator. He decided that his decorations in his office were just not good enough, so he was like, I'm gonna go get an alligator and bring it back. I am Savage.
I am a Rocket Van Persie.
I'm Fat Man.
I'm Krios.
And with me today, we have the entire Imperial Esports Rocket League team. Well, 60% of them. They're actually one of those few teams that still have a 5-man roster.
We do. That's true.
Interesting. So how often would you guys say you utilize that 5-man roster when it comes to, like, tournaments?
At the beginning, we pretty much ran a different lineup, like, every tournament that we did. Lately, people have been busy, so we've been kind of... It's been mainly, like, me, Fett, and Krios. But now that everyone's starting to be less busy, we'll probably implement everybody.
So when you guys go into a match, what is the thought? Is it like, okay, these are our three main people? Or is it, like, more in-depth than
that? It's basically whoever has been playing good that week.
Okay.
It's nothing
so it gets
special. It's basically, like, how much have you been practicing... And has your practice been good, or have you looked bad?
So it's basically the one with the hot hand. Yeah. Okay. So it's basically just looking for... It's trying to accommodate the inconsistencies of some of your play.
Yes. Because you know what happens to everybody.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. So, they are going to be replacing Nox this week because not one person, not one single person can replace him. So I had to pull in three different people, which they're all about a third of a person. So we'll probably get there.
Thanks.
With our powers combined, we create one person.
But let's go ahead and hop into the news from this past week. Last week, there were a couple announcements. There were a lot of random announcements, but a couple straight from Rocket League. RLCS Season 2 was announced. And with it, a severely increased prize pool, moving up from $75,000 to $250,000. And a bit of a new structure for it, which is a little interesting. Instead of the two open qualifiers like there was before, there's now just one open qualifier. So if you're going to be playing, if you plan on playing, you need to make sure that you sign up as soon as possible and don't miss the deadline, which opens tomorrow for all signups. There will be an open qualifier, and then league play and regional playoffs, and then finally to the grand finals, which we will cover way more in depth later on. They are now playing with Neo Tokyo and Wasteland. They've added those into the map selections instead of just playing everything on DFH or Banfield or the standard maps. They're adding Wasteland and Neo Tokyo. What do you guys think about that?
Well, depending on how they do the format, like if they do it how most tournaments do it, where it's like a map ban, those probably will be banned every single match.
So if they do just like one ban, or would they do one ban to a team, and you think that Wasteland and Neo Tokyo would be banned every time?
Yeah, it's usually like each team gets a map ban, so most likely. Like I guess maybe some teams will pull out like Neo Tokyo or Wasteland for like a Dark Horse like map, like okay.
I mean, I think that anyone who's playing against a team that is comparable to them or better than them that they want to play competitively against, they won't choose Neo Tokyo or Wasteland. Where you'll see, I think, it might be picked is teams who want to, who think they're going to steamroll their opponents and want to try something fun, or teams who are so far below their opponents that they want to try something fun.
Do you think that, like, lower level teams would try to use that as, like, an advantage to them? Like, say if some random team was going up against, like, Exodus, per se. And they were like, okay, so we throw Neo Tokyo in there. They may not be as great in that, and it could give us some chances to get, like, a couple off goals on them. Maybe pull a couple games.
Shut up, Savage. You're giving away our secrets. I think you'll see teams, like, start choosing specific maps to just be better at, and there's going to be, like, more scrimming on these specific maps.
I mean, I think for this tournament, the only time people are going to pick it is when it's a long shot for them to, long shot for one of the teams to win, and one of the teams either thinks that by picking it, it'll improve their chances significantly, or that they don't have a chance anyway, so they might as well try something different. I don't think it'll be picked for any strong, serious competitive matches, as in the past, we haven't seen anyone pick these maps or similar maps. Wasteland was available in the last tournament and no one picked it. I don't see why that would change for this time around with Neo Tokyo added.
Was Wasteland available for the first season?
I believe so. Some teams picked it, I think, in the qualifiers, but we didn't see it at the LAN. As I recall. I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't at the LAN, though.
It definitely was not picked at the LAN.
Huh, that's interesting. I just, like, when thinking about this and thinking about the new inclusions, I just think back to how the RLC Pro League did their setup, where they had, where the teams could just, like, pick the maps that they wanted to play on. And that was, like, right when Rocket Labs came out. And we saw even teams like Flipside throwing in Double Goal and throwing in some random maps, which I guess at that point they were just thinking they were way better than everyone and they could pull off the games. But I don't know. I think it'll be interesting.
I would say that to that this tournament is worth a lot more money, and teams are going to be, the more that's on the line, the less teams are going to want to try something they're not as familiar with, and everyone's more familiar with the standard maps than the, you know, kind of different maps. So you'll see people, when they're in a serious competition, want to pick a what I would consider a more serious map.
I do like the idea of non-standard maps being in competitive, though. I just think they need better ones.
I think the diversity is very, very important.
Yeah, because if you look at, like...
But it's not diverse enough to map.
CS, you know, they have, like, what, like, I think they have 8 or 9 maps to choose from. And it, like, it adds strategy because it's going to be different, like, you know, like, different... For, like, CS, it's going to be different smokes, flashes, blah, 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 to bounce off walls, whatever. So I feel like having that in Rocket League would be good for the viewers because it's different. It adds more strategy. Like, one team might not be as good at standard maps, but they're really good at the non-stuff like that.
So looking for that, like, kind of variety, you think that when Rocket League Rumble comes out, that makes an appearance?
No.
I think it's going to be like Mutators.
That's not the variety I'm talking about.
It's going to be like Mutators, where people play it for fun sometimes with friends, but you'll never see it in any sort of competitive esports environment ever.
I played all my RLCS matches with Mutators on.
There may be very specific tournaments designed for them. Because I know I did a weird tournament hosted by, I think it was Marky, and he called it his cancer tournament. And it was literally just random Mutators every match.
It seems kind of fun.
And he casted it. And it was so funny. He's such a funny guy to listen to. Like, couldn't be a professional caster because of the things he says while doing it, but but I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. So make sure that if you're putting a team together, and I know you guys probably will, that tomorrow, the day that this podcast is put up, the signups will be open for you to enroll your team and give it a go.
That's the plan.
All right, so our next little bit of news straight from Rocket League is that there are some new painted items coming out with the Rumble update. We're going to see some painted chef hats, some painted ivy caps, some painted pork pies. Wait, I feel like I already have... Oh, I have a... Crap, what's it called? Starts with a C. The pork pie. I have a...
Holmberg?
There are painted items certified. I have a certified pork pie. That's
really
what I have. Yeah.
Well,
tracks my aerial goals. I have 0.
Well done. Well done.
There are going to be painted trucker hats, painted unicorn horns. Huh. So in case you weren't feeling fabulous enough with your unicorn horn on.
You're telling me?
I can get a pink one.
I might have to switch to a black unicorn.
A lot of pink
ones.
See, I thought that was the concern with all of the plungers being painted.
Could have been a better one.
I think painted wheels are overrated.
I think you're saying that because you don't have one.
I already have orange sunburst, and I got them the first day.
Oh, I hate all of you.
That would be cool.
I think that would be really cool. Yeah.
How would you track how often you whip the ball? I feel like that would be very difficult to track.
Not for Creo. Yeah.
But then what if it's like...
I fake the ball a lot, and is it going to count my fakes as whiffs? Because I never whiff. I just fake a lot.
Yeah, it's not a whiff if it's a fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do I have to, like, tell that to the game every time I whiff the ball?
The game pauses for a second. Was that a whiff or a fake?
Fake. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
I would like to see something that tracks shots off target. So the shots you take... Or shots on target that don't go in, I guess. So shots you take that aren't saved and aren't goals would be a very interesting stat to track. I think that would be fun, interesting thing. Because you could track goals and you could track shots and you track saves. So if you have a shot without a save, then that would be a shot off target, right? Or a shot.
Yeah.
So I think shots off target would be an interesting thing. I don't think that, you know, it makes a lot of sense to track it, because that's not something you typically want to do versus most of the other ones. Although I guess you don't want to, like, you know, get a turtle goal usually. Or,
I do.
Or an acrobat
goal. It's literally my only goal in all games I play.
Just score a turtle goal? I mean, ideally, I guess it's still a goal, but I feel like you don't normally try in a game to get as many turtle goals as possible. Well, I will agree to disagree on this one. I don't go for turtle goals very often. So maybe you've got me beat.
If I score a regular goal, it just doesn't count on the scoreboard. Something's wrong with my game. It only counts turtle goals. I lose a lot of games. No, there's not. No, there's not. Is there really?
It's the turtle.
Yeah. It was really rough. It's called the failed turtle.
Failed turtle rank? It's a secret rank. You have to fulfill
a, so special.
You have to fulfill a specific set of conditions to get the failed turtle rank.
I have to... Yeah, it's lime green.
Dude, I would so go for the Season 2 Failed Turtle title. Like, no joking, I'd just throw all of the games until I got the Failed Turtle. And then I'd work my way back up. Oh my god, it would be amazing. Best title ever.
When your car is upside down, it flips right side up. Yeah. So it's really, like, rough to track on the scoreboard. So there's just this long green line of words just, like, constantly rotating when you move your car around. But it's really cool. It's the most special one out there. Suck it, IVP, with your RLCS Season 1 champions. But apart from that, there are also going to be some painted visors and some painted wildcat ears. Which, the painted wildcat ears, I wonder if that's the first, like, rare item to get painted.
Visor, too. Or wait, never mind. I was thinking the robo-visor for a second.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's not...
Which, in case anyone doesn't quite get it, cobalt is already the color of the drink helmet. Those are the same.
It's just a different blue. Okay, so the next thing that we saw from Psyonix was along the similar lines, is a lot of the old boosts are getting revamped. So, yeah, did you get to see some of those GIFs? I wonder. I haven't actually seen what the money boost is going to look like.
Yeah, they're like,
I don't think they put out a video of the money boost. The confetti one looks a lot cooler. They put out the slime one too, and the slime now falls.
Yeah.
Like,
the slime one looks pretty cool.
It looks like actual slime now instead of like flakes. Wow, that's a lot of time to play this game too much. Okay. Yeah, well, we...
So for the rest of us who don't use that boost, you know, no change in the game at all, but...
Well, there'll be some cool ones, too.
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, it's always good to see them working on things that people can't use. I know I tend not to use those boosts that shoot random specks of items and stuff at you, so I'll be very interested to see how much more unintrusive these boosts are after they change it up a bit.
Okay, so that's all the news we saw from Psyonix this week. All their big announcements. We're getting closer to September, closer to that update. We'll probably see it, I don't know, it'll probably be mid-September before it happens. Or did they say early September?
I don't think sometime in
September. Yeah, it says September. So, it'll be fine. It'll probably be mid-September before it comes. But, a lot of things happened amongst the teams after this big ol' RLCS thing happened. And the last time we saw this much of a shuffle was probably after the Pro League, when everybody was like, I hate the team I'm on, so I'm gonna quit and join this other team. Because we saw some surprising ones. We saw that Mike was going to take a step down from playing on the main roster. Looks like he's gonna... he hates Rocket League.
Okay. I heard something but I don't know if it's true, so I didn't want to say anything.
Okay. Well, then we'll keep that to ourselves for now. But we're seeing Reezy move over to Flipside to take his spot. And what that does is that kind of screwed over Northern Gaming. But Northern Gaming was like, hold on, we can steal someone else's player. Well, they didn't actually steal anyone's player, because Pashy went over to Northern Gaming. Is he and Turbo Posa? There's just so many things. Did they?
Crown of Jewels tweeted out something about how, like, she was part of the new team.
Oh.
But they didn't announce it ever, because...
And then he was like nah, right, fam, I'm out.
Yeah, and I was like,
has she left
man, that is insane.
Oh. See, I didn't see that tweet, so I already assumed that Passion was going Northern anyway.
I remember seeing something from Crown and Jewels about, like, be ready for
the reason why you had to wait
big announcement,
for such a long time for
happened.
A new roster. Lineup was Devo, Violent Panda, and Pashy, who joined NG today. Good luck, mate. So, they didn't technically steal him because he wasn't officially on the team. Nobody knew that was a possibility of, like, something happening, considering Crown and Jewels said they had retired from competitive Rocket League. But they kind of stole him. I think it's awesome, though. I love the shuffles. They're so interesting.
That's,
trying to predict what's going to happen.
That's pretty intense. So much shuffle.
Gotta love the shuffle.
So, last week we talked about how the Flying Dutchmen were disbanding. And we saw one of their players, we saw Vogan form a new team called Astrum, along with Sniper Kid and Mystic. We haven't seen Sniper Kid on a team in a while. Not anyone that's been very notable. He was on Kapow, which was making a run for the EU title a couple months back, but looks to have kept under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do. Very, very good players in Vogan, Sniper Kid, and Mystic. So they should do well, but we'll see.
Wasn't that Kapow? Mystic...
Vogan wasn't part of that.
Was that Kapow? I don't think Mystic was on Kapow.
Vogan wasn't. I'm saying Mystic.
No, yeah. Mystic was on Spectral and Maki Yu for a while.
Yeah.
They're starting to blend together.
Yeah.
Too many teams to keep track of that have disbanded.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a couple other things we saw from EU. We have Team Solid coming back, making a little comeback. They were very solid in the start, in the first open qualifier, and they made it to the first group stages and then didn't do as well as expected. But we're seeing Killer Number 7, Kill Yak, and Yeezy, and Seeks put together a four-man roster for Team Solid. So, they're confirmed to be playing for LCS Season 2, so...
Really good players. We'll see that. I can't wait to see how they do.
And then...
Wait, you missed a very important team.
NA side.
Yeah, Weed and Babies.
I did.
Which, they cannot compete in RLCS.
Weed and Babies.
To be fair.
So...
Because...
Yes.
Oh, I bet they'd be a nice very run for powerhouse team.
I bet they would. Well, I don't think that team would be together if they could make a run for it.
But
like, if they could play in RLCS.
Yeah, probably not.
Because Scrub Killer would still be on one of the, like, the best. Scrub would have like subbed, would have filled probably. In.
But I just
Mike's spot.
I love their names so much. Weedem Babies, getting back at Weedem Girls, getting rid of that. All of them. I'm pretty sure all the players are young.
Yeah.
I think every player on the team is under 15.
I know. Are they?
Oh.
Huh.
The futures.
The futures. Geez. And that's like, I mean, we'll see what they do. They'll probably just, I just don't think that like anything outside of RLCS is going to be like taken as seriously anymore. Like, people are still just like starting to look over all these other tournaments going on when looking at like, looking for the top teams.
I mean, I think when RLCS is going on, they're not talked about as much, but like in terms of power rankings, there's still going to be like the tournaments that help teams get up there.
Yeah. But then we had a couple more announcements from our NA side. Quinn Lobdell has stepped down from Genesis he wants to take on the role of a caster or a coach or an analyst. He's decided to like step down from that player role. And I think that's interesting, because I think Nox is probably going to try to join Genesis.
Nox tries to join every team.
Based on how hard he was pushing for them in the last RLCS, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
I mean, he's easy third to pull on. What is everybody else thinking about?
I think the thing that caught me off guard is after Quinn left the team, Espeon and Pluto didn't part ways. They're searching for that new third. Which I don't think they've announced one yet. But,
no, they have not.
I'm so curious. I think they've been using the same deck. Because it looks like Maki Yu broke up.
Have they?
Yeah.
Whatever. Maki NA.
Yeah. Maki NA.
Yeah. Both Maki.
They did. Insolences is making a team with. Crap. I saw this earlier.
Dekar. Let's see. Who is he going with? I saw that too.
Yeah.
I should be more prepared. Where is it? Also, Foremost broke up. We saw that. We saw Classics and Genocop and
Classics.
Chrome?
Classics.
Is Chrome the third?
He's making it with Classics.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And looking for
the Dekar Classics.
There's a lot of like pretty good players looking to join teams. Like Chrome is still available. Genocop is still available. Husky's still available.
Husky. Flow.
Husky is still available.
Stev.
Hot Wheels Sid left Genesis as well. Looking for a team.
That also kind of surprised me that instead of him kind of trying to step up and take on a bigger role, he left the team too.
I can't
have the faith in Espeon and Pluto, maybe.
Espeon's
like,
I don't know, man.
Unbelievable.
It's just interesting to see.
I hate playing against him so much.
Yeah.
Because he just, he makes me feel so bad. And I'm like, I'm not this bad. Why are you doing this to me?
Another team looking for a third. Airy Jackson. Eva are looking for a third. Because Waffles is no longer playing, but he's also stepping into that coaching role.
Yeah, he's kind of been moving
in and out
and was in for a little bit, but now it sounds like he's going back out of the competitive scene. Because he took off a while after BQ on Tethered broke up.
I was so excited to see Waffles eating again.
Yes. He is such a good player.
And now he's dropping back down, and I'm so sad. Oh, man. I love watching Waffle play. He's just so
good. Yeah, but I think he'll be a really good coach. I think he'll be another one that can step in. I think seeing him and Quinn, seeing like those really high-level players move out of the competitive scene and move, like, decide that, okay, we're not the best players anymore, but they understand what happens at high-level play more than any other coach could say right now.
Yeah. It's nice to see coaches popping up.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. Then the biggest news from NA this week, we saw Rocket Van Persie, Squire, Krios, Kalik, and Fatman of Legacy Esports NA get picked up by Imperial Esports.
Yes.
So no breakups of the team or anything. They just move sponsors. They're little sponsor sluts.
That's one way to put it.
Has a magic wand that he waves three times a circle, and boom, a sponsor wants him. It is a fact.
I don't understand how you... I would put money on it that you are the most sponsored player in all of Rocket League.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that, dude.
Let's go to the beginning.
First,
you got sponsored when you were on a team boosters. With me.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, Okay. Hold on. So let's go to the beginning. Technically, Ghost Boosters.
Then you got picked up by a different team.
Then Pandorum Gaming.
That's two.
And then I think that's when I joined you in Maui. So we got picked up by Raid Army.
That's three.
And then I went to Sad Cats.
Left us to Sad Cats, which got picked up by Aporia.
Yep. And then I left. Then differences between us after like 3 or 4 months. I left them and went to Comrade.
And then five.
I brought Squire over with me to combine them with Fat Man and Krios. And then we picked up Kalik and joined Legacy.
Which is six, and then seven moving over to Imperial. Yeah. Seven different sponsors. That's over one every 2 months that you've played competitive.
Yep.
Every 2 months, you're just like, yeah, I don't like these sponsors. I'm going to move to a different
one. It's not even that, though.
I personally am on my fourth or fifth sponsor.
Okay, so we are little sponsor sluts. Got it.
Yes, you are.
But I do not want to be grouped in with these people over here.
You've been sponsored by three.
I've got three, and two of them were tagging along with RVP on his last two sponsors. What was the fourth?
Pulsar, Ghost Boosters.
Oh, that's right. Touche.
You had Ghost Boosters, Pulsar.
I didn't even think about Ghost Boosters and Pulsar being separate because it was the same team. You're right. Four. Touche.
Fallen.
Fallen, right? That was the kind of thing, Org.
So combined, you have 7, 12, 16 different sponsors.
They're not all different sponsors. Let's clarify. They're not 16 sponsors. Different sponsors.
Not necessarily at the same time.
Jesus.
Yeah. So you gotta subtract some of those. Krios and I share Pulsar, so that's two more.
That is a fairly impressive number.
440 is not bad. That's pretty average.
Yeah, but moving from seven different ones.
RVP is just a bit of a sponsor whore.
RVP is just a big slut.
Yep, pretty much.
Then I think that about wraps us up for news this week. There was a cool tweet out from a vile broker. If you are looking to look at a whole bunch of photos and just the dankest memes of all of Rocket League, then you can just go to his Twitter page and look at the thousands of photos that he took at RLCS. You'll probably see me somewhere.
Look for the baby face.
Nox. The baby face just tips it off. Okay, so what did you guys do in Rocket League this week?
Pro League and Rocket Royale.
Wow.
No, that
that's
that
three.
Well, there was nothing else that we did that this week. I don't know. Well, VVV, it wasn't ESL's around. ESL's
done,
do
so
that.
My Sundays are completely
Krios met a girl this week. I don't know if you heard about that.
Krios, that was a Sunday after Rocket Royale.
I think all we did was Shift Pro League, which we came in third. There's okay. A couple vibes about that. And then we did Rocket Royale, which we were one game off making it to the quarters.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We took ninth top eight go
like
to the next round.
Yeah.
And then for sure, for league, we got third, losing to the team that took second. So.
Damn.
Third. Yep.
Yeah. What about your guys' like personal experiences from just like playing this week? How was this week? Were you guys like feeling good about your play? Or were you having like a pretty crappy week?
I think we're playing pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been
a good week.
I think we finally like settled into our role and improving on that to get better in that role.
What do you mean by like roles?
Well, like Fat Man and Krios have been
he
together.
He left the team one time.
Together and all
like a
together,
month.
Whatever, how many times they have.
And I got him back. He's my lover.
Yeah, whatever. And so then
I quit. And then Krios was like, no, you're not quitting. I need you. Come back to me, please. And I was like, ugh, fine. And then I came back.
Yeah, so when I joined, I kind of just felt like I was like a little bit of a no man's land because they've been together for so long, so I just kind of had to fill my
it's a good game.
Find my role.
Oh, wait, that's not the game, is it?
That's the game.
It's almost the game.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
No Man's Sky, it's like No Man's Land. I'm going to come out with a game called No Man's Land.
Okay.
And it's just going to be one cornfield with thousands of people in it, all just fighting for it.
It's going to be dope. I'd play that game. It sounds like a really interesting version of Chivalry Medieval Warfare, which is basically it's basically that
but
in a cornfield.
Corn.
Is there going to be like a certain type of like weapons or what's
No, you have corn.
So
you
it's
have to grow the corn
with PvP
with just your hands and water, like not even pails of water. Yes, but you can only fight with ears of corn.
Can
you
burn
if
you
other grow the corn yourself?
Hold on, I have a question.
So you have to be the best farmer. No, you can't steal anyone else's corn. No.
All you have is
there's
water.
No fire. All you have is your hand and a cup, like, your hand cups water that you have to wait, and if it rains, then you get to water your plants.
What if I just steal someone else's corn? I'm like, this is my corn now. Why not?
You can't touch anyone else's corn.
What if I water someone else's corn so it's overwatered and then kills the plants?
Ooh. See, that's a strategy. See, this is where these high-level strategies are going to come in.
This is where the esports comes in.
This is the next esport, No Man's Land.
I only need one corn, okay? So I'll make myself one corn, because I'm a pro, and I can win the whole game with one corn, and then I just spend the rest of my time overwatering everyone else's corn so they get no corn, and then I dominate with my single corn over all the cornless losers over there. Single corn dominance.
Oh, the corn. Children of the Corn. Is that a movie?
Children of the Corn? Sounds like a really, really crappy, like, straight to DVD, low budget sci fi movie.
Sounds pretty corny to me.
Oh, that was funny.
Fun fact, Children of the Corn is actually a film from 1984.
Really?
Based on a short story by Stephen King. So there you go.
I knew it.
So it's not a really crappy straight to DVD sci-fi.
It got a 38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it is a very crappy.
It's a very crappy movie. I'm not sure what it's about.
Fair,
all right, hang on.
Tomatoes
I'm looking up the synopsis.
Like rated a lot
the
of
story...
movies that I enjoyed pretty badly.
All right.
There's
the story
a really
involves a couple's exploration of a strange town and their encounters with its denizens after their vacation is sidelined by a car accident. Several films have been adapted from the short story, and it's spawned a horror franchise beginning in 1984.
It had a television
There's
film.
There's a really, really long plot overview, but I think I'm not going to read it.
There's a film series, and it goes up to at least Children of the Corn 5, There's Children of the Corn 666. Isaac's Return. Children of the Corn Revelation. Children...
Wait, there's one coming out in
2017. There's another one coming out next year? Oh. All right, gang. We're going to have to go... We're going to have to go see Children of the Corn Runaway in 2017. So look up all the other Children of the Corns, and those are required viewing before Children of the Corn Runaway in 2017. Get excited.
Oh, my God. Wait, there's a playoff in Psych. I know that show. Okay. Well, but enough Children of the Corn talk. You know, that's probably the best part of this episode.
I don't know. I personally enjoyed the 20-minute narrative.
The 20 minutes of story.
Krios swaying in the closet.
The 20-minute love story of Krios and Mrs. Krios.
We'll call it Krios, and then the subtitle will be Swaying in the Closet.
Yeah.
There you go. Episode title for you.
That's the title. Swaying in the Closet is the
Swaying
title
in the Closet. Live
the
from
closet
Manfield, episode 27. Swaying in the Closet.
In the closet. Okay, but that is going to do it for us this week. We like to shout out our very special Rocket Tweeters, all of you lovely people who tweeted at us, sent us a lovely tweet on the Twitter sphere. That is at LF Manfield, where you can find us. Our top Rocket Tweeters, Declan Sparling, it's just sparkling in the sun. Usually Knox is here to do other things, but yeah. Then we have Jesper Ole, 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 son. And we also have Pasternot, who I believe has made it up to top Rocket Tweeter status. So we have to come up with a very special way to celebrate Pasternot's name.
Wait, what's his name?
I'm going to need some help, because I'm not the creative one.
So, like, where you raise cows, not.
Oh.
Not going to do anything today.
Yeah. So is
See, I was thinking, like, astronaut new... and pasture. So it's like a space chute surrounded by
so
cows.
Like,
honestly,
flying...
I thought that was a passing nuts.
Pasternot. This is a PG podcast, RVP.
RVP, please refrain.
That is PG. Like, there's.
Please
like...
refrain from your explicatives.
RVP, gosh.
Gosh.
You guys don't
gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it, RVP.
RVP.
No solo plays, RVP.
For goodness sake. for goodness
so
sake,
we'll go
RVP. Good golly gosh.
Flying through the space with all of his cows.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's an astronaut taking off into space with co-astronauts, a bunch of cows.
He's playing No Man's Sky right now.
He's playing
he's
No Man's
Sky. Trying to get down to the ground.
Maybe he's an astronaut who lands on a planet where people have to raise corn and fight each other.
There we go, Pasternot. The main idea behind the Children of the Corn movie game called No Man's Land. It should be called No Man's Corn.
No Man's Corn. No Man's Corn is enough for everyone. Fight to the death. No Man's Corn 4, The Gathering.
Alright, then we have Cal from Kansas. Cal, 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 Cal. And our other Rocket Tweeters, we have Scotty Linux, Obese Wizard, which I played in a game the other day, and he said I wouldn't shout him out on the podcast, so suck on that one, Obese Wizard.
Shout out to Obese Wizard.
Then we have...
I'd like to make a shout out to Obese Wizard. He's been an inspiration to us.
Then we have Keenan Hanzo Hattori finally making his way back onto the Rocket Tweeter status.
Well, thank you.
RVP, Krios, and Fat Man. What a surprise.
Oh, crazy how that worked out, huh?
Lamau.
I just want to take this time to go ahead and thank you guys for subbing in. You guys were like basically, I think I'd call you 5/6 of a person. So,
we almost make a person, but not quite. We're missing two of the parts of our people.
You cannot
we're like
talk about the
three-fifths of a person, maybe, right now.
Whatever.
Whoa, whoa, Krios.
Compromise?
Krios, you should, this is a PG
that is,
podcast.
No, please, that is, afraid, that is ready to explain. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, next week we will be covering the 25th compromise in great detail. So join us then. All right, but where can these lovely people find you? How about you, RVP?
You can find me on Twitter at Rocket Van Percy. You can find me on Snapchat, Rocket Van Percy. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Rocket Van Percy. And yeah.
What about you, fatty, fat, fat?
I am on Twitch, twitch.tv/fatmanrl, or on Twitter at fat_man_rl.
And then our lovely Krios.
Well, you can find me
Krios
on Twitter at KriosRL. And then you can obviously find me on xvideos.com.
Krios, PG podcast, PG podcast.
PG podcast, PG podcast. panic button. Bleep it out.
Cut him out of the podcast.
It's over. There's just going to be 20 minutes of silence at the start now.
He forgot to press record.
Talking in between.
he forgot to press record.
That's what we'll go with.
That's staying in. Yep.
Oh, that's
too late.
Staying in.
It's too late.
We're not editing this podcast at all.
It's too late. There's no editing involved in this show.
Like, literally, he's going to go upload it after we're done. Instantly.
Where can they find your stream at?
I forgot my own Steam stream. It probably is. It is KriosRL.
I believe it is KriosRL.
With a 0 and 7 O.
With a 0.
With a 0 and
probably
7
probably should clarify that. Zero instead of an S. How does that work? Krio?
You just have to have the imagination to be able to pronounce it right. Alright, but thank you guys for coming on. Other things you can do with our lovely podcast, you can head over to our website at lfmanfield.com and submit some topics or look at all the lovely episodes and their titles. You know what? Maybe you could like consider supporting the show. Everything we do here is free, but we greatly appreciate your support to help us get all the funding we need to keep our website up and running and keep these darn awesome podcast fees going.
And thank you to our sponsor, Children of the Corn Runaway, 2017 film, straight to video. You should probably check it out when it comes out on video, because it's not going to be in theaters.
But along with Children of the Corn Runaway, we have our champion patrons, Matthew and Pfeiffer J. You can find all of them streaming sometimes, and you can find me on my stream at twitch.tv/savagerl. And make sure not to follow Nox at twitch.tv/NoxPhoenix. I think there's no RL at the end. I think it's just NoxPhoenix. We didn't get any lovely quotes sent in today for our wrap-up, like we normally do from Twitter. So, this quote is going to come to you straight from Krios. And, Krios, we need a
drunks,
quote. So, come up with a win
drunks
now.
Drunks swaying in a closet?
It's got to like, be witty.
No, wait, I got one. Goldfish.
Oh, it's perfect.
Well, you heard the man. I'm Savage. That's been RVP, Fat Man, and Krios, and Goldfish.